Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechta Shavuos, and we are up to Parakhas Mishnah Vav. Heichan Shori, a person says to a Shoel, where's my Shor? Amalo, and you're there, Amat Tasach. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed anything from you. V'hu Shemeso Nishbor Nishbor Nignavo Avad. And really, what had happened was something that the Shoel would be chayiv for, Mashbiach. And he says, I make you take a Shavuah, Vamar Amen. He says, I agree, I take a Shavuah. So chayiv, then he's going to have to bring the Asham and the Karen V'chomesh, because he was denying ever having borrowed it, which means he was making a claim, and he swore to this claim that he's pater entirely, and the reality was that he was chayiv. Amar l'nosei sachar v'asocher, if a person says to a shomer sachar or a socher, heichan shori, where's my shor? Amar lo meis, and he says it just died of natural causes, v'hu she'nishbar v'nishba, but really it was broken or was taken by listed. Nishbar, or he says it was broken, v'hu she'meso nishba, but really it died naturally or was taken by listed. Nishba, or he says it was taken by listim, v'husha meso nishbar, but reality was it was meso nishbar. Nignav, he says it was stolen, v'husha avad, but it was really avad. Avad, he says it was lost, v'husha nignav, and it was really stolen. Mashbiacha, nivamar amein, and he takes a shavua to it, pater. In all those cases, he's going to be pater. Meaning the first three cases were cases where his claim was something that he'd be pater from, and the reality is something that he is pater from. And then the last two cases where his claim was something that he was chayiv in, that he'd be chayiv in anyway, even according to his claim, and the reality is that he was chayiv in it. Meso nishbar on nishba, but if he says that it was meso nishbar on nishba, which means something that he's pater from, v'hush negnavo avad, but the reality is something that he's really chayiv for, v'amar amein, and he mashpiach ani v'amar amein, and he takes a shvua chayiv. Then he's actually going to be chayiv the asham and the chomesh, because his claim was something that would have gotten him off the hook, and the reality was something that he's really chayiv for. Avad on nignav, if the Shomer Sachar or the Socher says that it was Genev Vaveda, for which he is Chayiv, so he made a claim that says that he's Chayiv, Vishamesh Nishbar Nishba, but the reality was something happened that he would have been Pater for, Mashbiach Aniva Amar Amein, and he swore to his claim Pater. He's still Pater, even though according to his claim, he's Pater from the Asham and the Chomesh, because his lie wouldn't have gotten him off the hook. Adrabah, his lie would have gotten him on the hook when he really should have been off the hook. So the rule is, and this summarizes everything we've been learning, whenever a person lies, but he lies from one from the truth which would have been mechayev him to a lie that's anyway mechayev him, or he lies from the truth that would exempt him to a lie that would exempt him, or he lies from the truth which would have exempted him, and he tells a lie that's mechayev him, so pater. In all those cases, he does not have to pay an asham or a chomesh, mechovel b'tur. But if his claim would have pattered him, and the real truth would have been mechayiv him, so then chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv for that shavu. He's going to be chayiv in asham and that extra chomesh. That klal. Kol nishma lahakal al atzmo chayiv lahakmar al atzmo pater. Anytime a person takes a shavua that's going to make life easier for him, it's going to exempt him from paying, so that's when you're going to be chayiv. If it's going to make things harder for him, he's going to be pater from paying. So that is the end of Maseches Shavuos. Be'ez Hashem, now we move on to the next Masechta. So I forgot to take one out, so let's get Maseches. Let me find my Mishnah on the shelf over here. We move on to Maseches Edios. So Maseches Edios is a Masechta that's all about nothing. I mean, it's not about a particular topic. It's just various eduyos that people had offered of Piskei Halacha that they had heard in different contexts at different times. Meaning, the Chacham got together in Keren Biavne, and they testified to these halachos that were stated in those places. So Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. All women, when they find blood, we assume that they're only tamei from the moment they found the blood. We don't assume that the blood had come out before then. Hill says, no, we got to be super machmir. If they find blood now, that blood could have been there any time since the last time they checked. So we're metami them lemafreya all the way to the last time they checked. I feel niyam harbe, even if it was many days ago. V'chamram lo kedivrezeh, v'lo kedivrezeh. Elam e'isayis m'natzayim v'kidil v'kidim v'kidil. The Chum say, no, whichever was more recent, the last time she checked or 24 hours. So the Tumah does go back l'mafreya, but only a maximum of 24 hours, and it could be less than that if she checked more recently than that. Kol isha sheyesh avesas, any woman who sees damnida at a very set time, at a on a regular schedule, so dayashaita, when she finds dam at the time that she expects it, we assume that it just came right now. Hamishameshes beidim, if a woman cleans off with cloths before and after tashmish to check if there's any blood, harezu kepkita, that's also considered to be an examination of herself, and therefore that's a real bedika, so she's not going to be tamei beyond that point. So even though the Chum say we are metami her lemafreya, and lemafreya goes back to whatever was more recent, either 24 hours or the last check, having tashmish would qualify as that. So let's review what we learned today in Paraches Mishnah Vav of Masech Shavuos. The last Mishnah Masech Shavuos, we said that if a guy says to a shoel, "Where's my shor?" and he says, "I never borrowed anything," and really something happened that would have been mechayiv him, so then he's going to be chayiv. If you say to a shomer sachar or a socher, "Where's my shor?" so it depends. If he says a claim that would potter him, and really the truth is something that would have been mechayiv him, so he's going to be chayiv the asham and the chomesh. If he claims something that would have been mechayiv him, and the truth is something that would potter him, or the claim is something that would be mechayiv him, and the truth is something that's mechayiv him, or the claim is something that would potter him, and the truth is something that would potter him, then he's not going to be chayiv the Karen Chomesh and the Asham. And the rule basically is that whenever you lie, if you're lying in a way that's going to save you from having to pay, where the truth would have been mechayiv you to pay, then for that lie under oath, you're going to be chayiv Karen Chomesh v'Asham. But if the lie would not save you, then you're not going to be chayiv Karen Chomesh v'Asham. And then the first mission, Masechet Eduyos, we learned that we have the three-way machlokas of a woman finds dam. Is she tamei l'mafreya? So Shammai says, no, only mikanu l'haba. Hillel says, we go back to the last time she checked, even if it was a long time ago. And the Chum say, whatever is more recent, either 24 hours or the last time she checked. And we said that, however, if a woman has a veset, she has a set time that she always sees dam, so we could assume that's when she saw the dam. And also, if a woman has tashmish and uses cloths to check before and after tashmish, that counts as a regular check, and therefore you don't go back to the time before that she had checked. Okay, Bezhem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Eduyos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.